Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-HU Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, a re-stressing of re-enrollments and some extra things on some achievement work that you're going to talk about today.
That's right. So we are in the season of celebrating our achievement nights, and we've already done Franklin's. We have Osage. We have Anderson's this weekend down in Garnett, and we have Osage's next week over in Linden, so we're excited to celebrate with those families. But I just wanted to go ahead and stress the importance of these PIN applications. And one thing recently that has changed for Kansan graduates, high school, this year's freshmen, there's new standards for high school graduation. And the big thing is about civil engagement and trying to get those kids to think a little bit broader than just the school. And there's a list of like 22 things that they have to, and they have to do at least 7 of them. And so one of those things on that list is the Key Award. And so I just wanted to stress to our 4-H members, this is a very attainable goal for them to do and check off that list ahead of time of them even actually becoming a senior in high school. And so, but the important thing to do now is to get in there and understand those PIN applications at the beginning of the 4-H year. So reach out to your local extension office, find out where you are at in this series, because it's a series of PINs. And like, again, you've heard me explain on here, it's kind of like the steps that Boy Scout does to reach Eagle Scout. Like there's a series you have to kind of work through before you can get your key award. But they are the membership PIN, bronze PIN, clover, emerald, silver, silver guard, leadership, gold, gold guard, and then you get your key award at the very end. So there's enough. You don't have to get one every year. So if you haven't, if you missed a step in there, don't stress. You can still come back and get through that series to get your key award here at the very end. But they're not hard applications, but what's hard to understand about them is that there are certain tasks and certain different achievements that you do need to reach within a said year to get that PIN application. So that's why I want to stress them now, Blake, is like PIN them off, look at them, and say, okay, what do we need to get done in the 2025-2026 4-H year so we can come the fall when we're turning in those PIN applications next September, we can check off those boxes and get the next PIN level. So as they grow older, they get a little, you know, we require more of them. And so anyways, again, I'm just stressing to our 4-H'ers that you need to print those off now, be looking at those, asking what do I need to do this year to make sure you get your next step and your PIN award set next year. And then the key award at the very end is an accumulative type of award. And again, it's kind of on different accolades that you achieve throughout your 4-H year. So when you're becoming like a eighth grader, freshman year of middle school, high school there, that transition, that's probably a good time to print off that key award. Make sure you're checking the boxes there. So again, when you get to your junior, senior year, you're like, oh gosh, we didn't do XYZ, you know. And so it's good just to be on top of those things. And parents, you have to help your kids navigate this. I know a lot of parents are like, well, my kids are going to do it, which is great. But this is something that they need your help to help navigate. So I encourage our parents to help their children navigate this process. So anyways, I just wanted to stress the importance of those. We are working on a record book training and a PIN application training here that first week of December. We have about finalized those details, and we'll push that out as soon as we have finalized those details. And then I just want to stress, November is upon us, which is crazy. So I hope our clubs are doing some great community service projects through the holidays. We all know, we've all been hearing the SNAP news in the in the news, and so, you know, giving back to the hungry would be a great project to do around the holidays here and past that, because we know everybody jumps on around the holiday season. So I encourage our clubs to be doing some community service work there. Also, just remember that it's time to re-enroll, and we like all of our 4-H'ers to be enrolled by December 1, which is very much upon us. So anyways, get in there and get enrolled so you don't miss that December 1 deadline. So that's all I have for you this morning.
A lovely just re-upping on everything that you need to get done in the world of 4-H. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Fannie Eastwood.